nom, nom, nom. I hear you knocking. Knock three times. I am the one who knocks.
When you play the third, is it minor, or is it kind of a big deal? Submerged in hot water, seasons that never change, someday you'll meet your match. A pretty good catch with an overwhelming appetite.
Just deserve somebody. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Sheriff on his trail. Convinced you were
And distraught my paw, he told me that I got caught. My mind was a blank the day I bought this Obama mine. My buddies tell me that it's alright, except I'm sitting on dynamite. Well, there ain't a doggone thing that's tight on this Obama mine. Smoke and a great big roar every time I push her down to the floor. Well, she shivers and she shakes just a little more, this Obama mine. Well, you think she's carrying a 10-ton load the way she drags along the road. Like any darn time she might explode, this Obama mine.
Well,
She's an animated hunk of junk with banged up fingers and a stolen trunk. She just wants a great big clunkety clunk. It's all by my mind. Well, I can't say that I blame you none, and you won't be the only one who laughed at me and poked some fun at this old bomb of mine. Well, someday when my goal is met, my car will be the finest yet. I know that I will never forget this old bomb of mine. This old bomb, this old bomb, this old bomb, this old bomb, this old bomb.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
You are going to hear a man who I think is one of the two or three best guitar players in the world. And you're going to hear some people that he thinks are one of the best bands in the world, and I do too. You're going to hear an awful lot of it, and it's called The Electric Flag.
Thank you. Right.
Whew. Are the non-machines ready?
Oh, yeah!
Trip hop, you can call it techno, you can call it house, but there's one thing that I know, and it's all just disco. And disco sure does suck. Yeah, it sucks. Real machines ain't music, and a chicken ain't no duck. Well, drum machines don't get drunk. Try to start a fight. Sneak around the back door and try to screw your wife. You ain't got no live drummer. You just disco dude. Them machines ain't music. And a chicken ain't no raccoon. Well, MIDI is shitty. It's all just electronic, it's all just machines, it's all just disco, and disco still does suck!
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
mirrors died and their natural causes got amped up on speed and broke into houses, bludgeoned people to death, wrote shit on their skin, left them. They finally got him and he went to San Quentin. His last murder was south of San Francisco, a guy named Peter Pan from the town of San Mateo. A little girl in the Tenderloin was his first. In a laundry room he took a dollar from her fist. His last days were at the Bristol Hotel. I was reading Night Stalker when I went and rang the bell. The doorman buzzed me, said you're just like a mall. Gave me a key and a black cat led me down the hall. Had a flight today from Boston to Cleveland. Had a death in my family, gonna do some grieving. Lost my little baby cousin and it's eating me up. And I'm aching real bad and I need a little love. Richard Ramirez died of their natural causes. These things mark time and make us pause. Think about we were kids, scared of taps on the window. What's under the bed and what's under the pillow? And the Jim Jones massacre got in our heads. And the TV headlines, Elvis Presley's dead. And the Ayatollah Khomeini hostages. And Ronald Reagan dodging bullets. Stroll through the old neighborhood. Rick stands my age, he still lives with his mom. When he's not in jail for menacing and stalking, writing bad checks for cocaine charges, Mark Denton had such a beautiful smile. He always sat on his porch passing the time and drinking a beer and smoking a pack till one day poor Mark had a heart attack. Friend Ben's got a good job as an electrician. His sister married the pool shark Jim Evans. And my next door neighbors whom I love so, and they love me too, but they passed long ago. And if you walk just a few blocks down Star, there's a house that was the scariest of them all. A cute little pawn with a sign for sale. With those sextons, kids' life would sell. And I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe it, pick up Lyle Caulfield's House of Secrets. Had a fly from Cleveland to SFO. I got 3 months off until my next show. Gonna spend time with my girl, make a record this summer. Fix my kitchen up and hire a plumber. The headlines changed so rapidly. Today I came to the studio to work on something pretty. And I saw the news on James Gandolfini while I was eating ramen and drinking green tea. Play drums that don't like this. Getting older stuff, having to pee 50 times a day is bad enough. I got a nagging prostate and I got a bad back. And when I fuck too much, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. I woke up today, I saw the headlines. An airline crash, 2 people died. And I'm at a barbecue in San Rafael. And everybody's drunk and feeling pretty well at 53. Richard Ramirez died, but in 83. Very much alive. He was the scariest killer in the band. He wore a pentagram in the center of his hand. And everybody remember the paranoia when he stalked the suburbs of Southern California. Everybody remember where they were when they finally stalker. And I remember just where I was when Richard Ramirez died of natural causes.